We continue 8 lines down from the top on Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of this discussion of Zev Zegorim. Is Zev Zegorim Mutter or Usser? The Mishnah on Mem Ches Amud Beis indicated that according to Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zegorim is Usser, and the Tanakhama would be Zev Zegorim Mutter, because Rabbi Yossi said you're not allowed to plant vegetables underneath an Asherah tree in the wintertime, in the rainy season, because it's getting sustenance not only from the leaves, but not only from the soil, but also from the leaves. So Zev Zegorim would be Usser. Then we challenged Rabbi Yossi and said, wait a second, Rabbi Yossi seems to indicate in other places Zev Zegorim is Mutter. So he said, well, maybe there's a distinction between Avodah Zarah, where he'll be Machamir, and other things where he'll be lenient. So we brought a brisa on Mem Tes Amud Aleph talking about Avodah Zarah, which indicated that Zev Zegorim would be Usser, even according to Rabbi Yossi. But that brisa wasn't attributed to anyone. We just assumed it was attributed to Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara said, no, that actually, that brisa is attributed to Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the confusion. But really, we could distinguish and say that Rabbi Yossi in general says Zev Zegorim Mutter, but by Avodah Zarah, Zev Zegorim is Usser. So that's where we are right now. We're taking Rabbi Yossi out of the picture for a moment and focusing on HaRabbi Eliezer v'HaRabbanan. So now the Gemara wants to know, Hi Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan. Well, which machlokas about Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are we referring to in order to infer it back into this brisa? Because again, this brisa that we just quoted is anonymous. So if we are going to attribute the brisa to Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, we have to come up with other situations, other circumstances where they do argue. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara starts off with an ilema, telling you that eventually they're going to reject it. So the Gemara says as follows, Ilema Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbanan disor, if you're referring to the machlokas about between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan about yisor, about yeast, ditnan, like we learn in the Mishnah, soor shel chulin v'shel truma shenafu l'so chaisa. You have soor of chulin and truma, so one is kodesh, one is chol, that falls into dough. Lo b'zeh k'dei l'chametz, v'lo b'zeh k'dei l'chametz. Each one in itself doesn't have enough to help it rise, to make it chametz. But when it's tarfu v'chimtzu, but together, it can cause it to be mechametz. Question is it now only permitted to use for the kohanim, since it's made of truma, or not? Because on its own, it's not enough truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achar ha'achron aniba, says Rabbi Eliezer, it goes after the last one. If the last one was truma, that which made it into k'dei l'chametz, then it's Usser. If the last one was Chulin, then it would be Mutter. Pachachamim Omrim, Bein Shenaval Isser L'Chadchilo, Bein Shenaval Isser L'Basof, Eino Usser Ad Sheyebo K'dei L'Chametz. Says the Chachamim, it doesn't matter. Once there's enough to be K'dei L'Chametz, if there is a mixture of Chametz, of Chulin and Truma, it's a problem. If there's not, there isn't. It's as simple as that. And based on that Machlokes, V'Amar Abaye, Abaye makes one qualification with regards to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, lo shanu el shakidim misilik es ha'iser. When Rabbi Eliezer said it only goes after the last one, it's only if he removed the iser first before the heter was put in last. Of a low kidim misilik es ha'iser, but if the heter was in, if the iser fell in first and he didn't remove it, he left it there, and then he put in the heter, usher, it would be problematic. Which means, according to Abaye's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, you have a Zev Zegorim, you have the Isser and the Heter, and Rabbi Eliezer is saying that it's going to be Usser, because Achar Acharon Anibah goes after the last one. It emerges, according to Abaye, that the last one is irrelevant, because if you don't remove the Isser, we say that they both contribute to the growth, and therefore it's going to be problematic. It's going to be Zev Zegorim Usser. What emerges then, according to Abaye, by the way, is that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer are both saying Zev Zegorim Usser. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, oh, and that's how, what we want to use over here to infer that Rabbi Eliezer says Zev Zegorim Usser by Soor, and therefore we can say by Avodah Zarah, he also maintains Zev Zegorim Usser. But the Gemara says as follows. As we mentioned before, we started out with an Ilema. So he says, well, we really shouldn't say this. We don't have to assume this. Why? Because Dilma Taima du Rabbi Eliezer Mishum da Achar Acharon Aniba. Igamer bi Isura Asur vi Igamer bi Hetera Mutarin. Bein Salke, Bein Lo Salke. But he says, who says we have to follow Abaye's interpretation, qualification of Rabbi Eliezer's statement? Let's just say that we take Rabbi Eliezer at face value. If the last one is Isser, then it's Usser. If the last one is Heter, then it's Mutter. And therefore, you don't have any concept or any halacha of Zev Zegorim in this case, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, what do we do now? Where are we going to find a Rabbi Eliezer for Zev Zegorim Usser to rely on? So the Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan de Eitzim. It must be the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan with regards to wood. What wood are we talking about? This is actually our next Mishnah on Mem Tes Amud Beis, which we'll read in greater detail when we get there. Tetzna, Natal Haymen Eitzim Asura Behana. If a person takes off a branch from an Asherah tree, you cannot get benefit from it. Hiskebas Atanur, if he uses it to light an oven. Chadash, if it's a brand new oven. Yutas, you have to destroy the oven because lighting it for the first time strengthens it, and it therefore it's completely connected to the Avodah Zarah. Yashan, if it's an older oven, Yutzan, just let it cool down, and then you can use it afterwards once the you don't get direct benefit from the heat of the wood. Avabosapas, if it was used to bake bread, what do you do? Asur behana, you cannot get benefit from the bread. Nisarva ba'achirim, and if it gets mixed into others, kulan asuras, they're all asur. We're going to assume for now that it's not nullified, it's not batal barov, because of a chumra adda avodah zarah, we'll say that it's never batal, afilu be'elef. But anyhow, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so that's the Chachamim's opinion, that's the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yolachana liyahamelech, says Rabbi Eliezer, no, what you can do is you can take the benefit, the actual tangible, but the monetary benefit that you had, throw it into the Yahamelech, and then it's as if you removed the isur from the rest of the food. Amrulo, and the Chachamim said back to him, "Ein pidyon la'avodas kochavim." Now you can't do pidyon. You can't do this type of redemption when it comes to avodah zarah. But nevertheless, clearly, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you don't throw the money into the Yam HaMelech, then what do you have? You have a case of zev zegorim. You have the oven and you have the wood contributing to the bread. And he says, Zev Zegorim Asr. So here you have a proof of Rabbi Eliezer saying, Zev Zegorim Asr, with regards to Avodah Zarah. So then we can infer it back into the previous Brisa, that we have the field, which was fertilized with fertilizer, which belonged to Avodah Zarah, to an idolater. We can say that it's Zev Zegorim is going to be Asr. You can't use it. So we finally found something. But now the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. So now that we've established Rabbi Eliezer's approach, Rabbanan de Pliya led to Rabbi Eliezer, Mani, well, who are the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbanan are we talking about? Ilem Rabbanan de Eitzim, because if you're going to say the Rabbanim, the Rabbanan, in the case of the Asherah tree, that's they're arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, and they're going to say Zev Zegorim Mutter, in the earlier case, in the earlier brisa that we brought in, we introduced on Memtes in the beginning of the Amud. Well, Achmari Machmari, what do you mean? They're more Machmari than Rabbi Eliezer. They certainly will say Zev Zegorim Usr. So we can't infer that they're going to maintain Zev Zegorim Mutter. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Ella, Rabbanan de Soor. Well, maybe it must be then the Rabbanan in the case of the Soor. What are the Rabbanan in the case of the Soor say? By the case of the Soor, when you have the two things mixed in, so what do the Chachamim say? Whether the Isser falls in first or last, if you haven't both, it's Gizev Zekorim is going to be Usser. Well, hold on a second. El Rabbanan de Soor, if you're going to use the Rabbanan of Soor to say Zev Zegorim is Mutter, because according to that opinion in the Soor, if you have a little bit of Soor, but you have a lot of Heter, even if the Isser falls at the end, Rashi says, Achehe b'Isser levado k'dei l'chametz. You have to have enough, according to the Rabbanan, to have enough in the chametz itself to cause Isser. It's not if they combine to cause is to be mechametz, that's not enough. It has to be completely, there has to be enough Isser in order to make it Usser. So therefore you say that by the case of Seor, Zev Zegorim would be Mutter. However, the Gemara says, Amer Deshamas Lehu L'Rabbanan D'Mekili B'Seor. But maybe the Rabbanan are only lenient in the case of Seor. Maybe with regards to Truma they're lenient. But who says they're lenient by Avodah Zarah? By the same type of logic we wanted to argue for Rabbi Yossi, now we're arguing it for the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Gemara says, we're stuck. It's hard for us to infer back in that earlier Brisa a clear opinion of Rabbi Yossi, of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So what we're going to have to do then is we're going to have to go all the way back and say, Ela la'olam ha-Rabbi Yossi va-Rabbanan. Let's go back to our original answer, which is that one is Rabbi Yossi and one is the Rabbanan. But we already established that Rabbi Yossi seems to be of the opinion that Zev Zegorim is Mutter. But nevertheless, in our Mishnah, he seems to indicate that Zev Zegorim is Usher, because he says you can't put the Asherah, you can't put the vegetables under the Asherah tree. So the Gemara says as follows. This is how you have to understand Rabbi Yossi. L'divreyam d'Rabbanan amr lehu. He's speaking for the Rabbanan. He's speaking to them. What do you mean? To their opinion. L'didi, according to my opinion, Zev Zegorim Mutter. According to me, Zev Zegorim is Mutter. Therefore, I don't have an issue in any of these cases. If you are, according to me, allowed to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree. But lididchu, but according to you, Damri, so Zev Zegorim Usser, to you, Rabbanan, who say Zev Zegorim is Usser, Odu li mias, at least admit to me, af yirakos bimos hageshamim, that certainly, or even, yirakos that are planted in the wintertime underneath the Asherah tree, they should also be prohibited because of Zev Zegorim. You have the leaves falling down, and you have the soil, so you should be consistent and say Zev Zegorim is Usher there too. However, the Rabbanan were lenient, because we know in our Mishnah that they said that there is no prohibition of planting vegetables underneath the Asherah tree. Why not? So the Gemara asks. So the Gemara explains here, for Rabbanan, Kedemar of Mari Breid Rav Kahana, and the Rabbanan maintain leniency in this case based on the statement we saw on Mem Ches Amid Beis from Rav Mari Breid Rav Kahana, that it isn't the typical case of a Zev Zegorim because the leaves completely offset the soil, or vice versa, and it's not really a classic case of Zev Zegorim, right? Mashe Mashbiach Be'or Pogim Be'Basar, Hachanami Mashe Mashbiach Be'Neviya Pogim Be'Tzeil. The benefit that comes from the leaves are actually offset by the shade that it provides, since it's the winter season. And therefore, we ignore it, and the only source of growth is from the soil, and therefore, the Rabbanan are not going to have to apply the case of Zev Zegorim Usser, and that's where they can be lenient. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmuel, now that we've established the Machlokes, that there is Machlokes, Zev Zegorim Mutter according to Rabbi Yossi, and Zev Zegorim Usser according to Rabbanan, Halacha to Rabbi Yossi. He said the Halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, that Zev Zegorim is Mutter. There's a story where there's a garden where they use fertilizer belonging to an idolater. They didn't know what to do. Is it mutter usser? Shalach Rav Amram kamed Rav Yosef. Amar lehachi amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. Halach Rav Yosi. Talacha falls Rav Yosi. That Zev Zegorim is mutter. Bottom line for us, and then it's a little confused. The Gemara is a little confusing. Bottom line is that Rav Yosi maintains Zev Zegorim mutter. Rabbanan maintains Zev Zegorim usser. Rabbi Eliezer appears to also maintain and sometimes Zev Zegorim usser. But for halachic purposes, the Gemara here ends off, and that seems to be the halacha, like Rabbi Yosi, Zev Zegorim is mutter.